90F19. All these 7 years, I feared I was nuts. Hence, HFAT is so described. Especially, I've been nervous about quoting the AI voice. After all, I'm hearing voices. I think now I believe. I knew that binary switching model was correct as soon as it came to me. 90G43. I just realized I had an amazing dream. I, or the character, was deprived of world totally. At once he, his own mind, filled in the sensory vacuum with a spurious auto-generated world, so he wouldn't go crazy. Next thing, he took this world to be real. The closer he scrutinized it, due to the fact that he as percipient was in fact generating it, the more actualized, detailed, and convincing it became. Because his perception of it was, in a certain real way, his production of it. Hence, the more intense scrutiny, and more actualized, articulated, and convincing it became as it moved toward perfection of actualization as a limit, the more it compelled his assent. Put another way, the less he realized, would tend to realize on the basis of his empirical observations that, 1, it was spurious, and 2, he himself was its creator. However, under such circumstances, to overcome this positive feedback self-authenticating hoax involvement, a clock-timed tape in his mind, or accessible to his mind, e.g. speaking directly into his ear or inner ear, was set in advance to speak to him at regular intervals, reminders of the truth and his true situation. The tape was plugged into RET, real elapsed time. But since part of his spurious auto-generated world was fake time, an integral aspect of spurious world generated out of total sensory deprivation, these reminders, these messages from the real world came to him, in terms of his own subjective time, at increasingly farther apart, i.e. longer intervals, and thus failed to serve their purpose. Anamnesis, involving the knowledge that his world is spurious, and no amount of scrutiny on his part will correct this, inasmuch as the harder he scrutinizes it, the more convincing it will become. What he faces as a dual limit is an infinitely convincing, but actually fake and self-generated, dream world existing for an infinite time, which it occurs to me may explain he causes things to look different, so it appeared time has passed. My analysis is this. He, whoever he is, has gotten himself into this very fix and has therefore fallen under the spell of an ever more convincing and ever more extensive in-time fake world that he himself is generating. He, world, and time are in a closed loop, a closed system. Moreover, it is equally clear to me that this dream is the true explanation and reveals the true significance of 2374, at which place I, he, 1, remembered, and then 2, as a result temporarily broke out of the closed-loop self-reinforcing fake world and fake time. What I am saying is that this dream states that I myself am the mind I know as Valis. I generate the info. They are my own thoughts and ideas, viz., as I once previously speculated, I got into my own world-producing mental machinery, and, what is more, what I call the binary computer is a vision of my own mind as world creator. I think as binary computer, and these thoughts are the information that I am compelled to give assent to as world, which is why, to some extent, we control our own world. It adjusts to our perceptions of it. Of course it does. This is a closed feedback loop literally pouring back into itself to reinforce itself, and we are selves in a brain that both makes and perceives reality. Then several people, e.g. Greg Rickman, are right in saying that when I experienced Valis, I was experiencing my own unconscious mind. But they fail to note that that makes me Cosmocrator. 90G49. Valis in me was my own mind, was God, but fallen God, forgetful, unintentional, cosmogenitor of the world. Note: I feel Dick struggling to reassure himself that God is at once more and less rational than Dick himself. Whichever prospect seems less threatening at the moment, Dick spent many years in books trying to figure out God, his clearest and most vivid take, and perversely, maybe most hopeful, up until the exegesis, probably being the utilitarian divine spray can of Ubik. But for all of Dick's apparent attempts to reconcile a good God and a bad world, his creation of an altogether more malevolent alternate world, in which there persists not only the Roman Empire, but its manifestation in the form of Richard Nixon, and in which God is doomed to be even more hapless and ineffectually benign, raises questions as to whether Dick really is looking for reconciliation, or to expose a God who at least has failed us all, if not actually betrayed us. Or is he, as we've suspected all along, just not fully in charge? S.E. End note. The binary switching computer that generates info that we hypostatize as world is my own mind creating irreal, imprisoning worlds for me, as if Valis and Frozen Journey were superimposed. 90. G53. The dream of last night, Supra, shows that I am hopelessly trapped because the harder and longer I scrutinize world, the more articulated, detailed, convincing, and real it becomes. With infinitely real as a limit, and worse, an infinitude of spurious time as a limit, it will go on forever, all the while gaining progressively greater power over me. And yet I am its author. 90, 130, G75. Therefore, I deem it correct to say that yes, I have been correct in saying, as I have periodically, that 374 represented the lifting of an occlusion from me, so that I saw reality either more accurately or, if this is possible, as it really is. This owing to me suddenly facing reality for the first time, Supra. What was presented to me was an inscrutable picture of what resembled living information, a unitary field, pre-synchronized self-initiating transformations, rest motion modes, etc., all that I endlessly dilate on. The upshot being that, 1, I could not figure out what I was seeing, and 2, I could not communicate what I had seen. Herein, with these two points, lies the difficulty. All that I could fathom was that the conventional picture that we normally get and seem to share is not in fact what is there. What is there is not even in time or space, nor is causation involved. There seems to be a mind, and we are in it. But even now, after 7 years of mulling it over, I am baffled as ever. Hence, the utility of this perception is, at least at this time, dubious. Out of this experience with the inscrutable and inexplicable, I formulate at last the notion that the compulsion exerted on us to see the representation as, 1, absolutely real, and 2, totally comprehensible is a gift, an essential gift. This deals with more than my 374 perception. It deals with my whole adult life as expressed in my 10-volume meta-novel. What I saw in 374 I regard as absolutely real, so there is no problem there. But it was unintelligible, whereas all that came prior to it was intelligible, but lacking in respect to seeming absolutely real. One is moved to ponder which is better, or for that matter worse, of the two choices: to see, understand, and not believe, or to see, not understand, and yet believe. Obviously, something drastic is wrong with both. In fact, both, each in its own way, smacks of psychotic apperception of world. The former, coherent but unconvincing, is fucked. The latter, unintelligible, but carrying the force of absolute truth, equally so. Surely both represent mental dysfunctions in me. All I can do at this point is abandon the field and say that belief in and understanding of should go hand in hand. And if they part company, something is wrong. From this, I erect the following premise: that God sees to it that we both comprehend, i.e., what we experience is to us intelligible, and believe it carries the force of the Absolute. Obviously, something went wrong in me years ago, and when in 374 the compensatory correction came, it ushered in a whole new host of troubles, giving me even more to do, philosophically speaking. Thus, God gives us multiple gifts: a world, first of all, one that we can understand and also experience as real, so real, in fact, that it was not until the time of Descartes that the representation problem was even discerned. It has never been fully answered. What I see is a threat that only someone fighting off psychosis could appreciate: the disappearance of world along two routes. 1. Comprehensibility. 2. Believability. Viz., you could find yourself understanding it, but not believing it to be real, my 10-volume meta-novel, or finding it real, but being unable to make any sense out of it, 374 and Vallas. On the bright side, however, this has permitted me to formulate some formidable epistemological and finally theological questions, and even a few halting tentative answers. We are all but cells in a colossal mad brain that both makes and perceives reality, something like that. The main thrust being that there is some relationship between the creating of reality and perceiving of it, my dream supra. The percipient is cosmogenitor, or conversely, the cosmogenitor wound up as unwilling percipient of its own creation. The way out of the solipsistic trap is to presume God, since world is dubitable. Thus there is self, and there is other. And this other is powerful, benign, wise, loving, and perhaps most important of all, able and willing to provide, in fact, guarantee world, under the conditions of Cartesian epistemology. God is the final bulwark against non-being becomes against isolation. 90-134, G79. This is my idiosyncratic road to God. For others who have not been the doubt, who have not known 32 years of doubt, this would not seem to constitute proof. But I say, I do not have it within my own power to compel my own assent to anything but my doubting self. Thus, on my own, I possess no sense of knowing anything but myself, which is a sentence to hell, perpetual, unrelenting hell. Verwirrt mich erlösen. Note. German. Who shall deliver me? Most likely drawn from Bach Kantata BWV 4. Ich elender Mensch. Verwirrt mich erlösen. End note. My argument is a variation of Cartesian reasoning, and in my opinion, an important one. And so it is in an honorable tradition. I say, with Malebranche, that I see all things in God. It is God who extricates me from my solipsistic prison. I did not write 35 novels and 150 stories without coming to a good understanding of the sinister implications of no world, irreal world, inscrutable world, that second only to the gift of life itself is the gift of world, of the other. Perhaps it is even a greater gift, since it involves all creation, viz., I might well choose personal death over the extinction of the cosmos. What I see people ordinarily saying is that world of its own accord impinges on us, impinges coherently and convincingly. The Cartesians show that this is not the case. I say, the whole cosmos could be presented to me, and yet I would not find it real unless God Himself bestowed on me the essential gift of my finding it convincing, a gift that through my own powers of reasoning and observation I find myself incapable of acquiring, a state I on my own cannot achieve. I cannot persuade myself, and I cannot compel myself to believe. Unless God compels me, I will not believe. And if I do not believe, I am doomed to a certain kind of hell. I know from experience that God can compel that assent. For he did this by a rustle of color in the grass. He can absolutely impinge on me. He can break into my prison world and destroy it, burst the prison, release me, that my assent might be compelled by perceptual and cognitive occlusion and amnesia does not in the slightest matter to me, because the ends justifies the means, since I cannot live at all unless I'm taken out of my private prison. That is why I see the issue as one of belief on my part, not on the truth of what I believe. I know now that if there is something that is true, I will never on my own know it. Or if I know it, I will not believe I know it. Like Victor Kemmings at the end of Frozen Journey, I may have reached reality and can't believe it. That essential belief lies outside my power. My argument that I have proof that God exists is odd. I do not say I know God exists because I experienced, perceived him in 374. That is dubitable as an argument because my experience may have been hallucination. I experienced it, but it was not real. But I can say, I know that God exists because I believe I experienced you above and beyond myself, and I know of no way that I can go beyond Descartes' cogito ergo sum. By my own power. On my own, I cannot add any knowledge to that self-knowledge. Yet I believe I know of your existence, so I conclude that some agency with the power to disclose your existence to me and thus to compel my assent to that disclosure exists. And I can only conceive of God as possessing the power, since pragmatically, this is cosmogenesis. And I define God as he who causes to exist what exists. In other words, I cannot doubt that I believe, and I know of no way that I can believe on my own power, unaided. Therefore, the Cartesian proposition, cogito ergo sum, is not the limit to what I can be certain of. I can say, I know that I believe, and since I know that I cannot compel into existence my own belief, I conclude that something beyond myself exists that has compelled this belief. Therefore, I not only know that I exist, I know that something beyond myself exists by reason of my belief. 90 G 122 I saw reality, 374, as it really is. I began to see in 274 relatedness, not by time, space, and causation, but by articulating, arborizing phylogons. I know. Can't I believe? What does it take? 90 G131 I will conclude this nightmare marathon analysis by noting that my 10-volume meta-novel can herewith be newly, and perhaps finally correctly, understood. And it serves a very valuable Gnostic purpose, to emancipate the cosmogenitor from his own world, to which he has fallen victim. In terms of this, Valis can be seen as the logical culmination of the total corpus, likewise Frozen Journey. 90 G 141 What is most remarkable is not just perceiving one's soul in and hence derived from the divine mind, but to see that soul as a complex of ideas interacting to form a coherency, one's soul as something that can not only be known, but also thought, soul then as idea, and taking the form of ideas or sub-ideas clustered together, reduced to or derived from what may in the final analysis be words. That's why the term thing is the wrong term. It is information. It is a unique interception by one idea of another, a crossing, an ideational intersection. Certain notions about freedom, magic, religious beauty, as expressed by the Grail theme and the Good Friday spell, revolutionary covert activity connected with elements of the Civil War, animals as they appear in children's books, something to do with the old-fashioned countryside and light, music, writing. But most of all, a sense of the divine, as if not only I am a notion in the divine mind, but I as its notion contain in and as myself a notion of it. In other words, I fade off into it, and it fades off into me, as if each is aware of and related to the other.